As I understand it, there's a lot of things being discussed. There's been a lot of talk about moving away from a voluntary situation where businesses are only serving straws upon request and moving towards a full ban. Obviously, there's obvious implications there. I mean, there are a lot of businesses such as coffee shops and bars and restaurants that serve drinks and whatnot that require a straw. Obviously, there is those within the community with disabilities that have a necessity for straws, and I believe there's considerations being taken for that. But, I understand that sometimes it creates a little bit of a burden. Any sort of ban can create a burden on a business, which, is just trying to sort of, when you're in a low margin business and you're just trying to make it work every day, it's a little difficult to have to stop everything and to comply towards a ban. So, I do feel a little bit of sympathy towards those businesses that have to go through that. But at the same time, through the No Straws program, it's been really kind of interesting how we've seen people really take to the idea of not using a straw in their drink. Some of our restaurants have been part of our program since we launched it in April are reporting over a 90% decrease in plastic straw usage. So it's not impossible. It just helps if there's a little time for everybody to have a little education and ability to deal with it. And I'm sure the council is going to look at that.
And there's also a possibility that the city will ban styrofoam on public property.
That's interesting to me. I guess public property, as I understand it, means city property. Again, it's one of those things where I think, like, if you're part of the Saturday morning market or you're part of any sort of live or public event that takes place on municipal property, that event will not be allowed to have styrofoam at it. And, I always say it's really great if you can help educate the business as much as consumer needs to be educated as well. And part of that education for the businesses is really learning about the alternatives that are out there because, a lot of the restaurant supply companies are on this bandwagon already. They're realizing that their customers in the hospitality industry want alternatives because their customers in the hospitality industry, their own restaurant customers also want change. So you'll see, one of the greatest things that I've seen from our No Straws campaign is restaurants have seen firsthand the impact that they had. And with those numbers of seeing a decrease of over 90% of plastic straw usage, a lot of them have taken it upon themselves to go ahead and find alternatives to plastic cups, to plastic to-go containers, to styrofoam to-go containers, and replacing them with more biodegradable friendly like paper. So I think it's a great thing. I just am in support of education and time for a business to do it and helping the business understand the alternative. I will say that I'm not a fan personally of bans, but I do think we're at that point in our environment, especially when you look at a fragile environment like the state of Florida, that we need to start talking seriously about alternatives.
Is there anything else that our listeners should know?
The general public needs to know that plastic, obviously, and I think they're becoming much more aware, is that plastic and styrofoam are a real problem. And when you live in a state that has thousands of miles of coastline, we need to be acutely aware of it. So I think it takes a village, and I'm not saying that a ban is the answer, but certainly we need to look at real alternatives.